Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here. Today we're diving into another untraining course, and this one is around that two-letter word, no. And we could do this a couple of different ways. We're going to talk about giving the no, and we're also going to talk about receiving the no. How many of you guys have signed up for something, purchased something, had someone, little kid come to your door and whatever, and you didn't really want it? You didn't want the chocolate bar, right? Because it's crappy chocolate. There is such a thing. You didn't want to take that course. You didn't want to buy that lipstick. Whatever it was that you purchased at some point or another, it was something that you didn't want, but you didn't want to hurt the other person's feelings by saying no. Anyone here listening to this video have that experience? And then let's go on the other side of the spectrum, is how many times have you not asked something for something, not asked for the sale, not asked for whatever it is you want, because you're assuming or you're afraid of receiving that word, no. It's funny, our relationship to that word, right? Because when I hear no, what happens is it spurs on just a little bit of rebellion. You know, in those teenage years, you hear about those teenagers and you do the reverse psychology. Heck, terrible twos. The best way to get a two-year-old to do something is by telling them, I want you to do the opposite. Or I really, you know, don't want you to do that thing, and they do it. And that's exactly what you wanted them to do, right? That reverse psychology. So a relationship to know starts at a really early age, right? We're told not to say no to our superiors, to our parents, to people in authority. We're taught that that is not okay, that it's not okay to say no to giving our time, to purchasing something, to being in compliance, right? And yet it's in our very nature to want to do that. Because even if we really want it, it's in our nature to say no. But we're taught really early on to suppress that side. We're also taught very early on, right, that to receive a no means that you don't belong. You're not part of that cool clique. You're not, you know, cool enough. You're not sharp enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not enough to receive the yes. Our self-worth and our entire ego being is wrapped around those two little letters of no. And I'm not talking about saying no thank you to an invitation that you don't want to go to. I'm saying fundamentally, we do our best to figure out how we can say yes or how we can say no graciously. And we go around figuring out how we can frame our request in such a way that we will not receive a no. Why? Listen, it's two letters. It's actually less letters than yes. It is a smaller word than yes. It is so inconsequential in the universe to say no. And it is the most powerful two letters you can ever give or receive. So let's shift some of that mindset right now. When we say no, it's because it's not in alignment. It's not something we really want, right? And if we say yes to those things, all we're doing is adding clutter and guilt and shame into our psyche. If it is a maybe, then it's still a no. Because as a master soul, your number one priority is to accept that vibrational precision is really important to you. And that yes has to resonate in your whole body. And if it doesn't, if it's flat maybe, or if it's a no, but I'll do it anyhow, then you're actually taking that vibration that we've worked so endlessly, ceaselessly to increase, and we're saying, yeah, I know this is where I want to vibrate. Everything I want to create is right here, but I'm unwilling to be unfuckable with around it. And that no is okay. I'll just do it. It's not that big of a deal. But what happens is it drops us out of that frequency. And there's nothing wrong with doing something you don't want to do. I'm just saying that if you're trying to create at a really high level vibration, you must be willing to say no to anything that doesn't match it. And there's nothing ungraceful about it. There's nothing ungracious about it. It's just simply two letters. It doesn't even need an explanation. And you can add a thank you onto it. No thank you. Oh, thank you so much for the invitation. And I'm a no. It's as simple as that. And if they press you on it, if you are feeling pressured, then all you have to say is, you know what, I'm really clear on this, and I appreciate your passion, and I'm still a no. And you might feel kind of like a bitch. A lot of swearing in this one, huh? You might feel kind of like a bitch, and that's okay. Because you're the bitch who's vibrating up here, creating absolute magic. So let me go on the other side about receiving those no's. If it is a maybe or a no for someone else, you don't want that vibration in your system either. See, the best thing that we can do for our own energetic mastery is to only really accept those things in our life that are full yeses. And if that person is not a full yes, then oh my gosh, what an incredible gift they've just given you. And what an incredible gift you've given them by thanking them for saying no. Because when they say no, they are honoring your vibration. When they say no, they are honoring your vibration and understanding at some level that they too need to rise up and be a vibrational match for what you're putting out in the world. You never need to convince someone to join you or stay with you or say yes to you or buy your widget. Because when you are vibrationally clear, when you're energetically clear about what it is that you want to receive from this offer and what you want to give from this offer, then the no becomes magic, because that means that the container that you've created gets to remain totally pure. And now you can say, great, thank you so much. And if you're a maybe, then thank you so much. I'm only looking for those who are really, really a yes. I only want my widget in the hands of people that are really going to use that widget. And if you're a no, then the widget is not for you. And I'm going to stay vibrationally precise and wait for those people who know without a shadow of a doubt that they're yes. Because that feels so much better. So don't be afraid of the no, and don't be afraid of saying no. And so your task for this upcoming week is to go out and actively find no's. actively make offers that you know people are going to say no to. Right? Actively go out and find things that you get to say no to. Go to a farmer's market, right? Have somebody trying to give you some lotion, a free sample, and say no. You know, try my strawberry doodles. No, thank you. Just as simple as that. Practice the vibration of no as this amazing, empowering, energetic frequency. I can't wait to see what you guys are up to in collecting your no's. How outrageous can you be with your no collection? Thank you all for being here. Can't wait. Go